There once was a young boy named Jonathan. He was so young, he was only in his mid-20s.
So young.
One day, he put on Alice in Wonderland, the animated version. But you know what? The Tim Burton version is not that bad. Is it the best story? No, but hey, it's kind of fun, right? It's nostalgic. I mean, we're returning to Wonderland. Anyways, he comes to the pod where the caterpillar asks, "Who are you?" And Jonathan replied to the television,
"Fuck you, caterpillar." But, yeah, anyway.
Who is it?
It's me, Maggie.
Who?
Maggie, you've been for almost 10 years now.
Oh, Magda. And very obviously, you're Magda. I remember you. Come in.
So, word on the street is you're not getting out of bed.
Yes, that's right. I'm bedridden.
With what?
With what? Just old age.
You're 27.
Exactly. Old age.
Jonathan, really, it's not that old.
Oh, that's so kind of you to say, but... I'm just old.
Jonathan, I'm older than you.
Well, some of us age at different rates, and they look, and you just look better.
Jonathan, I... Jonathan. Are you done?
I get like this, I sometimes go through cough, I just get cough attacks, I can hear you, keep going.
I can't hear myself.
It doesn't matter, I know what you're saying.
Okay, I think that...
Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
You put your hand over my mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's not fun for me, my eyes are watering. You made my eyes water.
I said I was sorry, I'm not trying to kill you.
I don't believe you.
What I've been trying to say is turning 27 is not the end of the world.
Oh, it's not the beginning.
Well, what are you so worried about? How is this really that different from last year?
You know, for one, my podcasting troll?
Yeah.
It says I'm in my mid-20s, and now suddenly that's not true anymore.
Well, couldn't you just change it to late 20s?
Not this season. I've already have most of this season out, and the guy who does my music, Placeholder, shout out Placeholder, good dude, he's busy, because the guy's in demand, making all kinds of music, and can't change it for the last two episodes.
Well, there's always next season.
I don't even know if I'm going to do a next season.
Okay, well then, this isn't an issue.
Well, if I do a next season, then I guess I could still change it.
Yeah.
I think the real thing that I'm worried about is that, you know, it's all happening so fast. I remember being nervous on my first day of high school making a transition from a school that had only like 200 students to a school with over 2,000. And I don't even really know if that memory is really vivid, but it feels vivid. And that was almost half my life ago. Where did it go? When does the time slow down? When do I get to live in the present again?
Well, I think it's a conscious effort. You have to work to be in the present.
It's a hard thing to do when you're a person who lives in their head.
I know, buddy, but you can do it.
Maybe. No. I know what I have to do.
What's that?
I have to drop... the voice.
What do you mean?
No. And you also have to drop the voice.
Jonathan, what are you talking about?
You also have to drop the voice.
Okay, I can't believe you couldn't get Maggie to do this episode.
Look, she was just really busy, but I appreciate you filling in. You're doing a great Maggie. You're actually doing a mediocre Maggie.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I don't talk to Maggie much, so...
You don't talk to her at all.
Yeah. This is me trying my best. Sorry, Maggie.
You're good. Oh, yeah. This is a disservice to Maggie, for sure.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. I'm so sorry.
How big of a disservice? Not that big.
But it's still pretty big.
Yeah, big enough. Anyway, you're a good sister.
Thanks.
What I'm saying is I have to drop the voice because, I don't know, maybe to be in the present, I have to stop pretending.
Are you pretending or are you playing?
I'm playing pretend.
Right, okay, but still playing. And isn't the expression you don't stop playing because you get old, you get old because you stop playing?
Yeah, from Tag.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I think it's Bernard Shaw who actually has the quote, but...
Tag.
From Tag.
Yeah. I mean...
Underrated comedy.
Very underrated. It's fun, it's fun.
It's so fun. So fun. Is it great? Not really, but it's funny.
It's dumb, but...
Is it better than Along Came Polly?
I would say so.
I think it's a toss-up. I think Along Came Polly is funny.
They do have a lot of good jokes.
A lot of good jokes.
A lot of fart jokes. Your favorite.
I do. Man, I love a good fart joke. Mm-hmm. My point is that... Yes, you're right. That is the expression.
I mean, you're going to get old anyways, so why not keep playing? Play in the present.
Can I do that? Do I know how to play in the present? Is that something that I can learn how to do?
I think that's something that'll take time, but I think you'll be able to figure it out. Learn how to do that. Play in the present.
All right, for the time being, I think I'll just play. How's that?
I think sounds like a good idea.
Okay, we'll play. And you are still Maggie.
I'm Maggie.
You're a Maggie.
That's me, Jonathan.
And since we're playing, how about we get a Goblin Maggie?
I'm Goblin Maggie.
Okay. That's me. Okay, what about Maggie who's on steroids?
I'm Goblin Maggie.
No, like not Goblin Maggie with steroids, just regular Maggie with steroids.
I'm just Maggie on steroids. I sound the same.
Okay. Now, how about old Maggie?
My varicose veins.
There you are. Okay, old Maggie. How about you hop on this rascal scooter and we go get our money back from someone who scammed us.
Let's go.
And he owns a light store.
Let's go.
That's a Thelma reference.
And the curtain falls on John John's adventures.
We'll see you next week.